It's the Business News Hour coming to you today from Boone, Iowa, as we take the show on the road. More on that in just a moment. Today, we're also talking about how much consumers really want to know about their food. You want to know? Well, ask Domino's. It's a really interesting story coming out of West Texas. Bond funds are in trouble. We'll detail that. They say that a rising tide lifts all boats. But what if you don't have a boat? Meanwhile, Tesla is still in trouble. Those stories, the markets, and a conversation with Jay Byers of the Greater Des Moines Partnership about the annual meeting in January. And then, the founder, president, and CEO of Taro International joins us to talk about awards. What do they mean to staff, but more to the point, to clients and customers? Stay with us. From Boone, Iowa, it is the Business News Hour.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, with Michael Libby, is made possible through the support of Arion, human resources, payroll, and call center help for businesses. AURION.com. AARP of Iowa. Real possibilities. AARP, Iowa. The Business News Hour, also presented by Taro International, your elite training team at TERO.com. RE/MAX Concepts, with offices in Cedar Rapids, Nevada, Ames, and the Greater Des Moines Metro. RealEstateConcepts.net. The Business News is next.
Wouldn't it be nice if you could just switch off your HR issues? Then you wouldn't have to deal with payroll, benefits, onboarding, or compliance. Instead, you could focus on growing and improving your business. Well, Arion is that switch. Arion provides attractive and competitive benefits, mitigates employer risks, manages a wide variety of HR transactions, and stays on top of ever-changing employment regulations so you don't have to. Flip the switch and visit AURION to get started.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby, is made possible through the support of AARP Iowa. Real possibilities for people of every age. AARP Iowa and Country Vet Naturals. Loved by pets, trusted by owners. CountryVetNaturals.com.
Welcome back to the Monday edition of the Business News Hour. So the question might very well be, why is the Business News Hour on the road in Boone, Iowa, population of about 12,000 or so? Well, today there was an agricultural forum in a packed room in downtown Boone. The people came to listen to 4th Congressional District candidate J.D. Scholten and Senator Cory Booker from New Jersey. Now, what's a guy from New Jersey doing in rural Iowa? Well, it was all about a farm forum. They're talking about prices and how farmers are not, well, they're not surviving in many parts of the country. As a matter of fact, when we take a look at the downturn with regard to corn and soybeans and the tariff situation and what's happening with China, there is room for some disconnect in rural America. And we were here to not only witness that, but also talk to the senator and several other individuals. Now, I got to tell you, the room was electric when Senator Booker came into the room to talk about a bill that he has introduced in the Senate that he says will offer some financial hope to American farmers. We will have much more on all of that tomorrow during the Business News Hour. Well, out in West Texas, folks, just like in other parts of the country, want to know more about who's making their food. So what's the story? Well, a Domino's pizza place in Pecos, Texas, just sold 8,500 pizzas in a week. What? So what was different? And I know Pecos. It's not that big. Well, it wasn't the food, but the restaurant. The Domino's there just underwent a transformation, something the company calls a pizza theater shop. Now, the design features an open area viewing of the kitchen where guests can see how their pizzas are prepared. Apparently, they want to know, right? Throughout the week, this Domino's hosted a pumpkin coloring and decorating contest and a hot wing eating competition between two local football teams. The location also, get this, donated hundreds of dollars to benefit the Permian Basin Honor Flight and St. Jude's Children's Research. So what do we learn here? Well, you mix in what consumers want. They want to know who's making their food and how it's done. You mix in a little cause marketing with a new look, and presto, big sales. At least it worked at that Domino's in Pecos. Well, it's a toxic mixture of tighter-than-expected monetary trajectory, raising commodity prices, and brewing wage pressures that are conspiring to push Treasury yields to cycle highs. The value of the Bloomberg Barclays Multiverse Index, which captures investment-grade and high-yield securities around the world, slumped, get this, by $916 billion last week. That's the most since the aftermath of Donald Trump's election victory in November of 2016. Yet, like with everything, there are two sides. Income-starved portfolios are finally getting some relief after years of financial repression, with the opportunity to reinvest proceeds from shorter-dated debt into higher-yielding securities. That is, if you got it. All right? Oh, by the way, you're welcome. You know the old adage that a rising tide lifts all boats, right? You know that. But what if you don't have a boat? The rising tide, it would seem, wouldn't do much for you. And so it is with this historic bull market, which, if it continues, will enter its 11th year come March. Vast amounts of wealth have been created, lifting many boats. Some folks have even gone out there and bought bigger boats. But most Americans, perhaps you, haven't benefited much. 54% of middle-income households, now this is defined as having an income ranging from $48,000 to $95,000 a year, well, 44% don't have enough saved to maintain a decent retirement. That's the same percentage as back in 2010 when the stock run-up was in its early stages. So what's happened? Well, many Americans have been left out. The study cites the unusual culprits of high debt, surging and often unforeseen health care costs, and investment mistakes. Now, keep in mind, the data on middle-income households, lower-income households are even more precarious a shape. But anyway, the data is for middle-income households. If you're in the lower economic strata, you're even worse off. For both groups, which comprise the bulk of U.S. population, there are no easy answers. Consider that if retirement used to be on a three-legged stool, you'd have a pension, you'd have Social Security, and personal savings. When all three today are not what they used to be, just 9% of workers in their 50s have a pension, down from about 25% three decades ago. And 46% of workers today don't even participate in a retirement plan at work, not even an IRA or a 401k. Savings, we know about that, they are meager. And as we've warned before, the Trump administration says unless something is done to shore up Social Security, payouts could be cut about 21% come 2034, which, by the way, is closer than what it sounds. The answer? All right, listen. The answer is tough. Unless things turn around for mid-income seniors eyeing retirement, you're going to be working longer. Well, Tesla just can't seem to catch a break. If the rout sparked by an SEC investigation into CEO Elon Musk's tweet on taking the carmaker private wasn't enough, a subsequent tweet storm mocking the agency and an unflattering comparison to Lehman Brothers slewed off even more value. Shares extended losses for a fifth straight session today, falling as much as 5% to the lowest level since April. Now, investors continue to punish Tesla, even as its Model 3 is becoming one of the best-selling sedans in all of America. The company managed to deliver on its third-quarter projections for the electric car, leading J.P. Morgan to boost its estimates. Today's slide, though, puts the stock on track for its worst close since March of 2017 and equates to shaving about, get this, $10 billion off its market capitalization in just 1 week. Ouch. Speaking of the markets, the Dow closed 39 points higher after falling by nearly 200 points early in the session. The S&P 500 changed little, also rebounding from earlier losses. The NASDAQ pulled back more than 0.6% as Facebook, Amazon, Netflix, and Apple all dropped on the day's trade. Interest rates were on a tear last week after the release of several pieces of strong economic data. The benchmark 10-year Treasury note, that rose to above 3.2%. The 10-year yield also hit its highest level since 2011. Well, today we caught a break as U.S. Treasuries did not trade because of the bond market, which was closed for Columbus Day. The Dow, as we said, gained 39 points and change to close at 26,486. S&P 500 was off fractionally to end the day at 28,84. And the NASDAQ lost over 0.6 to 77,35. Gold, well, that got whacked today by 1.4%, down $17.50 to $1,183.70 an ounce. And oil, that fell by 0.8 clearing off the day at $74.26 a barrel. When we come back, a conversation with Jay Byers about the Greater Des Moines Partnership Annual Dinner and why it's such a big deal for Central Iowa. It's next on the Business News Hour as we hang out in Boone, Iowa on this Monday afternoon.